Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1. What do you got going on this weekend? I know it's not Friday yet, but you got any big plans?
No, not yet. Not yet.
No.
I'd like to play golf, but I haven't started reaching out to my peeps yet.
Yeah. I'm sure you'll find somebody. So I'm heading to Chicago.
I'm going to Chicago.
Yeah, see our list. Yep, see boy. And we were thinking of going to a Cubs game, but found out, Gator, that the U.S. men's national team is playing Germany at Soldier Field Saturday in what I believe is their final tune-up before the World Cup. So I'm going to assume that they're going to take that game somewhat seriously. And I hate the term friendly because it makes it sound like, oh, we're just going to go out there and run around a little bit. You know, I want it to be a real game.
It's friendly.
Yeah. But, so I started looking for tickets for this thing. Okay. And it's way more expensive than going to a Cubs game. I'm like, okay. Everything here about World Cup tickets is that they were overpriced and that the prices are starting to drop. But this isn't the actual World Cup. This is just USA and Germany playing it. Soldier Field, and I'm looking totally on the secondary market, and they're significantly more expensive than just Cubs tickets. And so I'm like, okay, I'm going to keep monitoring, and waiting for the price point to come down, right? Makes sense? Do you agree?
No, that makes sense.
Okay. I found these tickets, Gator, I'm going to show you. First on sale today.
The way in the left.
Yeah, but do you see what it says the tickets are?
It says party deck.
Party deck. And I'm like,
well, what does party deck mean? Does that mean?
Well, what does party deck imply to you?
Party deck implies to me that it's an open area designated for people that have bought tickets for that area and that it's just got a giant bar there and then like, you know, seating along the rail to watch it and then like a bunch of seating areas. Maybe there might be a buffet of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think back to when we were at the Joe, when we used to go to games at the Joe for the Red Wings, and there'd be like the Miller Lite party deck and a party suite. It was that same type of thing. You go up and maybe you get either you pay per drink or drinks come free with the
party deck ticket,
something like that.
So I decided I need to investigate. I want to know, because the listing didn't really say what party deck came, like what that meant.
Mm-hmm.
Kang, what do you think when you see the term you're buying tickets and it's party deck?
It's for people that don't really care about what's going on the field. Interesting. That's what I think. Yeah. I think it's just a lot of boozing, a lot of, you know, laughing, hanging out, back towards, you know, turn towards the action.
Yeah. So I'm investigating because I think, all right, if these tickets are for a party deck and food and drinks are included, I'm getting them for the price they were listed. So I started researching, and maybe somebody who's been to Soldier Field a bunch can tell me a little bit more. Here's the best I can tell. It's a fancy designation for standing room only.
That's it?
Yeah. Oh. And I'm looking at this, and the best I can tell through some Google searches and a Reddit post, it sounds like party deck is just standing room only. And I'm like, oh, I'm not doing that. Especially when they are only $5 cheaper than a seat. Than a seat you can get. What's the point of spending that, like the party deck designation, I think oversells what you're getting. I could be wrong. Maybe somebody who's familiar with Soldier Field and the party deck setup can confirm that, but that feels like a bit of a scam to me. Or
it's good marketing, Doug.
Yeah, well, it's definitely marketing. If that's all it is.
You said what's the location? Do you have the exact location?
Yeah, of Soldier it's Field? It's in an end zone and it's clearly up high.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah,
that's not.
Well,
good.
Well, I mean, a lot of the Miller Lite party deck at the Joe Louis Arena was the highest. It was in the end zone and it was up high and it was a great place to watch a game from. Now, there's a difference between a hockey arena and a football stadium.
Well, yeah,
for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
But
but
there's like no seats. It's like you got to get there, you got to claim your spot, and then you can't move or somebody's going to take your spot.
Sounds like a nightmare.
It doesn't it?
Yeah.
So maybe somebody, if anybody's more familiar with Soldier Field, can tell me that the party deck is anything other than standing around.
You want to go to a friendly?
Yeah, because here's why. I'm not going to get to any World Cup games. And the Cubs are going to play again. And I'll be back in Chicago again. I don't know how many chances I get to see Team USA. That'd be good for the show, right?
No.
All the soccer calls we're going to take over the next few weeks.
All the talk we're going to have. I mean, you do you. What you want to spend. I noticed I said spend. I didn't say waste.
Yep. You did say waste.
You want to spend that kind of money to go watch a friendly game that means nothing? Literally means nothing. In horrible seat situations, because there literally are no seats. In a horrible standing situation.
Yeah.
Where you don't even know if it's like direct access to beverages right there, or do you have to go on the concourse like common folk anyway? At least those people get to go back to a seat.
Mm-hmm.
You would not? Mm. Are you sure your son wants to do that?
So that's been the discussion, is which would we rather do? And he's like, all right, what's the difference in price? Because, you know, he's off scholarship now. So he's concerned with the price difference too. And so we've come up with, we'll just wait for them to drop. But we're not falling for this party deck designation.
Look, not everything on the show has to be about me, okay? But I just thought of a dilemma. Like, if you could have asked this question to me, it would have been a real dilemma.
Which is?
Forked your nose in a dark alley, you have to go to one. Like, the guy who chose not to go to the game in Tampa with free tickets, we're like, you got to go. He's free tickets,
the
right?
Guy, a Tiger fan down in Tampa on Monday, who'd been to Tiger games at Tampa before, had a friend who offered him free tickets, and he said, I just don't want to go to watch this team play. And it was the 10-9 Wild roller coaster game, which would have been probably a fun game to be at, but he turned it down.
So if you had posed this question to me, you have to choose one, that I have to go to a game at Wrigley Field and watch the Cubs play. Or I have to go and sit in this party deck that's really this party deck and watch a friendly, which isn't even real soccer. I mean, it is soccer. Yeah, it's the same, but it's not a real World Cup game. It's just a friendly. Where would I choose on that?
God, what would you choose?
One syllable word.
Well, the only one I could think of is Cubs, is a one syllable word.
That literally might be the only one syllable word.
What would you choose?
I would choose the Cubs.
Really?
Yeah.
You would go to Wrigley Field. You hate Wrigley Field.
Wow, you're a Cubby now, huh?
I would choose the baseball game because I love baseball over, that. And apparently I went to Wrigley Field when I was a kid. I don't remember it.
Oh, really?
We lived just outside of Chicago in Arlington Heights, which may or may not be the new home of the Chicago Bears. But moved here to Michigan before I was 5. I think it was 4 years old when we moved here. So, I haven't been back. Would I go? I'd reluctantly. But it's a free ticket.
You would go to the
Cubs? I'd go.
You go to the Cubs game.
Yeah, I'd choose the Cubs 10 out of 10 times over standing room and a friendly. But that's me. Hey, you spend your money how you like, Doug.
That's right. Duke in Ann Arbor, you are 97.1. Hi, Duke.
Hey guys, how are you guys doing?
We're good.
Hey, Mr. Karsh. Hope my boy Brendan is doing good. I haven't talked to him in a little bit.
He's doing great. Thank you for asking.
But yeah, I just wanted to call and just like comment on the whole actually I had a question. What is the price difference between the friendly and the actual, like a World Cup game that you were planning on going to?
What is the difference? The price right now is to get in. The cheapest is, I think, for the number of tickets we're looking for, is just over $200. If you're looking for one or two, it's like $180.
Okay, and that's for the friendly.
Yes.
If we're an actual World Cup game, what would it be?
Yeah. Am I understand you're going to a World Cup game?
Yeah. I'm going to the Senegal-France game on the 16th at MetLife. So originally the tickets that I got, I kept my eye on them for a little bit. They were at $1,200 at first, and then they dropped. They dropped, like 5 days later, they dropped to like $900, and then I got them. So I was like, you know, I'm going to just go ahead and get them.
I bet you they're a lot cheaper now, but they're still probably expensive.
Yeah, I looked the other day, and I regret not waiting a couple more days.
Yeah.
But to be honest, it's still worth it to me. You know, to me, I would have paid $1,000 to go, but it just depends on the person and how much you want to go, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm intrigued just because it's something different, and I'm not going to get a chance to see the U.S. men's national team very often, and with plenty of chances to see the Cubs. But yeah, I mean, I was just looking, two tickets is, I think, for $186 is the cheapest to get in right now for this friendly in Chicago. But if you're looking for like close to the field, you're spending $700-$800. Dan Campbell is speaking to the media right now.
Oh.
And has some injury updates. It's got everybody talking. We will get to that today at 11:17 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.